Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, there's a lot of information out there about vaccines, and certainly the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends you vaccinate your children, you follow the recommended schedule, but not every parent does that. Why is that? And is that going to end up causing further trouble in our nation? Are we going to start to see a resurgence of some of these diseases that have all but disappeared? My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She's board-certified pediatrician and the author of Mama Doc Medicine, Finding Calm and Confidence in Parenting. Welcome to the show, Dr. Swanson. Vaccines, you know, there are so much debate about it now. I don't really understand the debate. They've eradicated diseases that we never want to see again. What's going on in the world right now?
Well, thanks, Melanie. I think, you know, we are really great information seekers when we have our kids. We go online, we listen to our mother-in-law, we listen to our cousin. And I think ultimately in the last couple of decades, because of the rise of social media and the ability for kind of anyone and everyone to share and tell a story and then throw it up on Facebook and send it off to the world, we're sharing stories in a different way. And, you know, in the book, for example, we have a number of chapters on vaccine science and safety and storytelling in general. And the introduction that I talk about in the book is really that I believe we've really started to confuse someone's experience with maybe one child or two children and their philosophies about that with the expertise and the science out there. There's just no question in my mind, and as you'll hear from your pediatrician and why pediatricians like me are so passionate about connecting families with good science and information about vaccines, is that I really believe that they are the most powerful prevention tool we have right now to help children avoid life-threatening infectious diseases. And you're right. So we want to use, for example, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine judiciously and on time. We are seeing outbreaks. You know, I live in Seattle, and we've had a number of cases of measles here in our region from, you know, teenagers to even some young children who traveled abroad, got measles, and brought it back. Now, measles is a big deal. 1 to 3 out of every 1,000 children who get measles can die from it. This is a big deal. And what we do know is that we've got this great vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, that we give to babies when they're a year of age, and then we give another dose before children enter kindergarten, usually at age 4 to 5. And what we know is that when you get both doses of that and your children get both doses, 99.9% of kids who get those are protected for a lifetime against ever having measles. We also know that measles, mumps, rubella vaccine has a really great safety record. But what we also know, too, is that there are side effects with every vaccine, Melanie, and I think we don't do a very good job sometimes even talking about them, so that when a parent hears a story about measles, mumps, rubella vaccine that may not be true, they hold on to that because we really, I don't think in some ways, have done as good of a job talking about risks around vaccines at the same time that we talk about the amazing benefits.
Okay, so, you know, we've got, you talked about the media very quickly about people saying things and certain media people just going out there and saying, well, it did this, and that sends up the big scare, you know. Yeah. And a lot of the people, and you talk about this in your book, have no memory of disease. So even some of these media people who are coming out and saying this vaccine causes mental retardation or autism or any of these things, they don't even remember a time when tuberculosis or, you know, rubella or measles. I remember mumps, you know, and all of these things. And so there's no memory of disease, so they don't have that fear in them.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. I really do. That we live in a luxurious time that we don't know what measles looks like really anymore. I've never seen a case of measles. Unfortunately, you know, there's a chapter in my book called Measles in America that really details some interviews I've had with a colleague of mine, Dr. Natasha Bergert, who has seen measles in the office, you know, in the middle of America in the last few years. And, you know, this is a different time, but so many of us don't remember these infections or diseases. There has even been outbreaks of mumps even in the last few years as well. So unfortunately, we are getting a little bit reminded, but you're right that in some ways I think we're confused. We worry about stories about vaccine safety more than we worry about stories about infectious diseases. And that's particularly, I think, just because of the disproportionate reporting. You know, what we do know is that it's only about 1% of parents in this country who don't get their children any vaccines at all. And really, you know, studies that I talk about in the book and tips I provide is that it may seem like when you watch the media or look at the blogs or read things online that it's kind of half and half, that half the people are getting vaccines and half are not. We know that's not true. So although people like to talk about the controversy, there isn't as much controversy as it seems in the media. So we know that about 90% of parents in this country get their children vaccines on the recommended schedule. So if you're getting your child the vaccines on the recommended schedule, you're a lot like your neighbors. You're more like them than those stories that you hear about those who question or worry. And I think so we've just misrepresented even the concerns that people have. But at the same time, you know, the thing I worry about and the way and reasons I write about my own experiences of being a mom and having my kids get shots and counseling patients in the exam space and then connecting with experts all over the world about vaccine safety and science is that I worry about the group of parents who do it on the schedule, but they still worry and they kind of bite their lips, right? They go home thinking like, oh, I don't know if I did the right thing. And that's in some ways where we're failing, where we leave parents really vulnerable. And so studies are really looking at, you know, that group of parents that get the schedule on time, about 20% in one study that I talk about in the book, say 20% of families who are getting this their kids' this shots on schedule go home and still worry about it. And that's what I think is our new opportunity. And with the book here and with the Academy and with HealthyChildren.org and even CDC website, there's great information that parents can read to help them really have trust in the safety and science around the vaccine schedule. And that's what parents deserve. They really deserve connection. We don't want to ridicule them. Nobody wants to strong-arm a parent into doing something they don't feel good about. But what I believe we have to do is really help parents feel as passionate about vaccinations as I do as a pediatrician by connecting them with science.
So Dr. Swanson, the HPV vaccine is relatively new, not completely. So parents worry that it's yet untested. And if their 13, 14-year-old, 11, 12-year-old are going to get these, now I don't understand why they wouldn't when we're hearing that it can prevent future cancer. I mean, what a thing to be able to say.
Right.
But it is something that I hear all the time and doing this show. So what do you have to say about something that's sort of only about 10 or 15 years old and people don't know in the long term, is there going to be some problem from this vaccine?
Great question. So it isn't that new, really, but it isn't that old. You're right. We started using it just when I came into practice in 2006. That's when we routinely started immunizing girls for HPV. And as you know, in the last couple of years, we now have expanded, fortunately. We're immunizing all boys at age 11 for HPV virus through the vaccine. What we know about HPV vaccine is wonderful safety record. It's been given over 40 million doses in this country. We don't tend to see severe or life-threatening side effects like some of the stories you've heard. I think, you know, the most common side effect from the HPV vaccine that we see is pain at the injection site during the injection. Part of that is just because the solution that the vaccine is in is a little bit salty, believe it or not, to preserve it and to keep it safe. And so it stings when it goes in. Now, we know that teens will get a little woozy when that happens sometimes. And the best thing that we can do as parents and pediatricians is not freak our teens out, but say we're going to be sitting on the exam table for about 10, 15 minutes afterwards until you just make sure you feel really good after that vaccine and don't wobbly and don't get scared from it. We know that teens in general faint after any vaccine, depending on what's in it. It doesn't matter what's in it. It's not from the ingredients. It's more from the experience of being a teenager.
The shot itself. That's right. Now, you know, we are out of time, and the book is called Mama Doc Medicine, Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. I encourage you all to get this book. Where can they find the book, Dr. Swanson?
They can find it online at HealthyChildren.org, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Kindle edition is available, too. So very easy to find. Just punch it into Google, and you'll find Mama Doc Medicine.
Well, you can certainly find it at HealthyChildren.org, as you can find these shows as well. So you can listen to Dr. Swanson and read her book along with listening to this podcast, because it really has some of the best information I have read in a very long time. This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. And right here on Radio MD is where you're hearing it. So don't miss a thing. Listen again and share it with your friends. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.